Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on Blood Ties.
Go give your speech and then I'll give mine.
No, you are not speaking.
Of course I am.
No, you're not. If you try to go up there, security will block you. I'm giving the eulogy for both of us.
That's total bullshit.
Eleanor, that's just the way it is.
Okay, the feds are not fucking around. They know he's alive. Or at least they suspect it.
We're here for a safe deposit box.
Welcome, Dr. Richmond. Follow me.
How much is in there?
This, in case you ever wondered, is what $1 million in hard cash looks like. No, this is a go back.
He's gone.
What? When?
15 minutes ago. I'm sorry. He was a great man.
Yeah.
Elena, stop. Don't go in.
Where is he?
We've removed his body. I have a plan to make this all go away. Once and for all.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content.
Okay. Oh my God. Woo! This is the spot where Dad proposed to Mom.
I guess that means I was conceived somewhere within 20 feet of here.
Oh, God, that's gross. Can you just try and take this seriously? The last time we tried to do a memorial, it didn't end so well.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, last time I didn't let you say anything, so, you should go first.
Okay.
All right, wait for everyone to settle in.
Gulls? Okay. Dad? I love you. And I miss you. And I'm grateful for you. But I'm also furious about all the lies that you told and your arrogance. You thought you could do whatever you wanted. You thought you could have whatever you wanted. And you hurt a lot of people in the process. Your wife, Nancy Reyes, all the women. Your son, Santino. Your son, Michael Richland, and me. Our names are your legacy, all of it. The good and the bad.
Well, that is all definitely true. Yeah, every word.
Thanks. Do you want to say something?
Do I want to say something? Okay, Dad, when I talked at the funeral the first time, you know, I meant what I said, you know, about you setting an example for what I wanted to be as a doctor and as a businessman, you know, but now there's one area where you've show me what I don't want to be. And that's as a dad. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm a father to my son. That I'm there for him. An example for him. And someday I want him to say what a great doctor and, you know, a great businessman I was, but also just a good man. Because I'm sorry, Dad, but I just can't say that about you.
That was really nice, Michael.
Yeah, it felt really awkward, but thank you.
All right, let's get the bag.
Right, bag.
Are we sure we want to do this? You know, maybe we just do, like, half of it and keep the other half.
Michael, this is us, you and me, burying it all, okay?
I don't want it. Do you?
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Whatever, the feds would probably seize it anyway. Wow. Look at it go.
$1 million. Doesn't really look like much from up here. Bye, Dad.
For real this time? Governor. Okay. Yeah, we'll be there.
What did he say?
The FBI just landed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
From Wondery, this is the second season of Blood Ties.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
And you'll find your fortune falling all over town. Yeah, pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
This is episode 6, Safe Deposit.
Agent Novak, here's Eleanor and Michael Richland. Please, guys, sit down.
Well, thank you, Governor. Gosh, about as good a work destination as I could hope for, so thank you for the trip.
You're welcome.
Now, last time I saw you, you were running away from your own house.
Free country, though, right?
Okay, let's cut the bullshit. Just so you know where things stand, we have frozen every account that ever touched anything related to Peter Richland.
What?
Which, of course, includes both of you. So, you step out of this room, try to buy so much as a coconut, your card will be declined.
Okay. We came in here for a conversation, but if this is how things are going to go, then lawyer, sorry.
No. We are not in the United States anymore, my friends. Now, you chose this venue, not me.
Let me remind you, that means you're here talking to them at the pleasure of this government.
Yes. Understood, Governor, and we thank you. So, listen to this, kids. Where is this? Here we go. 2:14 p.m. yesterday, New York field officer Gerald Novak phone call log.
What is this?
Well, it's a phone call I made yesterday. Yes, I could do the voices, but yeah, just not really in the mood for acting right now. Me, hello, is this Miss Sophie Martin? Sophie Martin, yes it is. Me, your attorneys expressed some concern about our investigation into your ex-boyfriend. Sophie Martin, yes, my bank won't give me any money. My credit cards aren't working.
Oh, my God.
I have a 3-week-old baby. I depend on his financial support.
Fuck you.
Me? Well, I'm hoping this isn't a permanent situation for you, Ms. Martin. Sophie Martin. Jesus fucking Christ.
Whoa! You can't do this! The money is for my kid!
Michael, I am just being open and honest about where things stand. So you tell me. Are you good with being open and honest, too?
Yes.
Good. First question. Why did you come down here?
To see our father, Dr. Peter Richland.
And Ms. Richland, can you confirm that what your brother is saying is true?
Yes. And I'm Dr. Richland, by the way.
If I may,
Yeah, if you don't mind, Governor, I'd like to hear this from them.
Don't be silly. I'm more than happy to clear this up for you. I contacted Michael Richland 2 days ago to inform him that a body had been found near the site of the plane crash.
Yeah, Governor, all due respect, please.
The body had decomposed considerably, so I asked Michael and Eleanor to come as controls for a DNA test and to bring any and all medical records that could help identify the body.
And?
Using dental records, the body was identified as Dr. Peter Richland's. We expect that when the DNA tests come back, they'll confirm as much.
Listen, Governor, I've got phone records. I've got voicemails from Peter Richland left after he died.
Dead men don't make phone calls, Agent Novak. Dead men don't leave voicemails. There must be some mistake. Please, come, follow me to the morgue. We'll review the body, the test results.
You're going to take me to see the body?
What's left of it, at least.
Forgive me if I may sound skeptical.
I'm a physician by training. I welcome skepticism. But Dr. Richland is dead, sir. Come, follow me. My men will bring Eleanor and Michael to their hotel and make sure they stay there until you're satisfied.
Here it is, the Palm Suite, which we have no way to pay for. Remind me, why did we dump $1 million in the ocean again?
Michael.
Now, this has been a clown car of dumb fucking ideas, but that one, Al, may have been the dumbest of them all. World's best mini bar.
No, don't even think about it.
Relax. Diet Coke.
Oh, good.
Well, whatever tiny chance I had to see my son, that's out the window now.
Not necessarily.
Elle, despite the governor's noble efforts, I'm most likely going to end up in federal prison.
No, you won't. Michael, when this is all over, you're going to get your ass back to Boulder. And when you get there, you're going to keep trying and trying and trying. And you'll keep showing her who you are. You're going to leave all of this shit behind.
How can you be so sure?
Did my dad really die of a broken heart? Science actually says that can happen. And if anyone could do that to him, it's my mom. Marie Pearson Richland. Strong, smart, totally underestimated. And the truth is, my dad killed her with his arrogance. Slowly, and then all at once. Of all the bitter pills I've had to swallow lately, that one may be the hardest. Honestly, I don't think he died of a broken heart. I think he died of shame.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You didn't put us on the same flight as the FBI, did you?
No, no. They're flying commercial.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Thank you again, Governor.
The fact the FBI agents don't have a body, well, not a living one at least, means they don't have a crime or a key suspect to charge. And I hope all your accounts will be unfrozen soon.
Oh, believe me, our lawyers are already on that shit. Sir. Yeah, I wish we could find a way to repay you.
Actually, there is one thing before you go.
Shoot, yeah, go for it, anything.
Oh, your father was holding something for me in a safe deposit box on the island. My compensation.
Your compensation?
Yes, for my work on the Varicor trials. He and I had a long friendship and a mutually beneficial working relationship. Right to the end, as you know. Michael, I believe you were the co-signer.
Governor, that money is gone.
Gone?
Yeah, we kind of threw it into the ocean this morning. What you might call a memorial service.
You're joking.
No. No, I'm not. I wish I were. I'm sorry.
You know, I will never understand this family. Michael, Eleanor, please don't come back here.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. I cannot believe.
We threw his money in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, I feel terrible right now. Skydiving, huh?
Skydiving.
Guess I gotta try it.
Massive data tampering and fraud behind the new RHS wonder drug, Varicor.
In a damaging Times story that broke this morning by Connie Beckwith, the same reporter who broke the Richland sexual assault scandal.
The story is raising questions about the outsourcing of drug trials, transparency of data, and what controls the FDA has in place.
Except to say, Varicor, once set to turn around a troubled company, will officially be put on hold.
All right, everyone, if you could, please take your seats. Thank you all for coming in on such short notice, but to put it in scientific terms, we are seriously fucked, and we all know who we have to thank for this Time story. Michael, Eleanor, would you like to stand up and receive your slow clap? Apparently the father to millions had two kids too many, since you're both hell-bent on ruining him and everything he ever built.
David?
Michael, you don't have any voting shares, so please just sit there quietly until I'm finished. And Eleanor, you clearly don't merit a voice in the direction of this company, so...
David?
As CEO, the buck stops with me. I recognize that, and I was brought in precisely to get through crises like this, and we will get through this.
That's actually why we were called to this meeting. Because we agree there is a way through this. But not with you in charge.
But you don't have any say here.
No, but the board does, and they voted Michael back in.
Since when?
Since last night.
You weren't invited. Sorry.
Is this true?
We all discussed last night that it's time for Richland Health Services to go in a different direction. This is a very fragile time for the company, and we need a strong leader to lead us and guide us.
Look, if you'd wanted to shit-can me, why didn't you do it tastefully?
I don't want you to take this personally. I'm so sorry for your loss, David. I really am. These men are here to take your keycard and your laptop. Any personal effects in your office will be sent to you. And don't worry, you get to keep the Corvette.
You piece of shit.
This was the whole board, David. The vote was unanimous.
Oh, don't give me that wide-eyed good girl shit. You set this up. You knew this would happen, and you're all deliberately humiliating me. Get your hands off me!
Bye, David!
Bye, David!
Don't touch me! Let me go!
Help! Somebody help me! I'm being attacked by two sea bugs!
Everybody get ready!
No!
Michael, hey.
Yeah?
Look at this. That thumb drive from the safe deposit box, it's Home Movies.
I need to talk to you about something. So Jason Nazar from the board just called.
Okay.
They picked a new CEO.
What? Already? Why didn't they call me? Don't I get a say in who comes next?
They have an idea, actually. Now, no decision's been made. They feel that in this moment we should project family strength, that the next CEO should be a Richland.
Wow. I mean, I think if that's what you want to do, then you should go for it. Dad always said you were...
No. Not me, Al. No, I don't want it. You're right. My life is in Boulder. This company, this life, it's toxic for me. It's like, it's cursed. They want you, Al.
Me?
Yep. And personally, I think it's the best fucking idea this company has had in a long time.
You think I want this any more than you do? Richland Health is bankrupt. It's drowning in lawsuits.
I know, but I think you'd crush it. Just one man's opinion, of course.
But I don't know how to run a business. I'm a university professor. I do grant research.
Let's be honest. At the end of the day, Dad didn't know how to run a business either. And I look at what you did when we all stuck our heads in the sand. You had this whole billion-dollar company pushing back against you, and you found a way. You won. You brought RHS to its knees. Now I think you're the person to help it get back up. This company can still do great things. Just needs the right person in charge.
And now, presenting the great and powerful magician, Mikey Richland, and his assistant, Eleanor.
My name is Dr. Eleanor Richland, and along with my brother Michael, we leaked the news about the faulty data behind Veracore. We didn't want to see the company our father built be destroyed by more lies. This company is sick, and it needs new, responsible leadership. That's why I've agreed to accept the role of Chief Executive Officer of Richland Health Services.
Will we see other changes?
Yes. One board member who was found to have helped cover up my father's history of sexual assault has been removed. We've replaced him with my half-brother, Santino Reyes.
Give him hell, sis.
Michael, no screen time. He's only 2 months old.
I know, but I'm showing little baby Adam a video of his Auntie Eleanor kicking some booty.
How's she doing?
Great.
Well, you're not doing too bad yourself.
Thank you, Sophie.
Next question. Over there.
Hey, Dr. Richland. Connie Beckwith with The Times.
Hey, Connie.
Congratulations on the new position.
Thank you.
Any comment on the recent rumors that your father was alive and in hiding for 6 months before his body was found?
I have seen those rumors, yes, on the internet. A lot of interesting theories on some message boards, but unfortunately, none of them are true.
So how do you respond to people who say your becoming CEO is just a PR stunt? That as soon as things calm down, they're going to push you aside and go back to business as usual?
Well, I'd like to see them try.
From Wondery, this is the sixth and final episode of Season 2 of Blood Ties. Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Josh Gad, Amy Landecker, Dominic Monaghan, and Wayne Knight. Also featured in this episode are Gordon Green, Horatio Sands, Aaron Sorotsky, Deborah Geffner, Ariana Ortiz, Anthony Ramirez, Errol Brown, and Haley Rawson. Written by Benjamin Gray. Directed by Marshall Louis. Story by Benjamin Gray and Marshall Louis. Sound design and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Produced by April Lamb. Audio engineering by Marcelino Villopando, Sergio Enriquez, and Tim Moore. Additional editing by Mark Bush. Executive producers are Megan Monaco, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.